everyone, here we are, or are we? I'm not quite sure, you see, for this time Comedy Capers is dedicated to the greatest of all nuisances, doubt. So maybe we're here and maybe we're not here, at least not all here. Anyway, the ensemble sings a doubtful number entitled, Why?
Why?
Enjoyed that, even if this program is dedicated to doubt. Nor do I doubt that you'll have a treat coming when Shirley Reed sings Pudd'nhead Jones.
Pudd'nhead Jones looks fat and funny, dumber than sticks and stones. Now that's just why the kids all called him Pudd'nhead Jones. He couldn't spell Constantinople, said no beans from bones. Pencils and books were never made for Pudd'nhead Jones. Teacher told his mother she would take him right in hand, teach him a thing or two. Like his older brother, he began to understand. He learned everything he knew. Oh, all of the kids to teacher carry candies and ice cream cones. Who do you think the teacher married? Pudd'nhead Jones. Pudd'nhead Jones was fat and funny, dumber than sticks and stones. No, that's just why the kids all called him Pudd'nhead Jones. He couldn't even spell Constantinople, didn't know beans from bones. Pencils and books were never made for Pudd'nhead Jones. After he got married, he went out and got a job, and he kept that in my handbag. Beep, 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 bubble. Spit it, lit it, what say? He never spit it in the cabaret. Spit it, spit it, no. That's just why the kids all call him Pudd'nhead Jones.
Very pretty, Shirley. Very pretty. Very pretty, no doubt. But, uh-oh, I doubt if I can stand this much longer. Here's Elvia Allman and Junior. Elvia's all right, but, oh, Junior, well, I have my doubts. Come on, Elvia.
Come, Junior. Come on, darling. Hold on to Mother's hand. We're going to have lunch in here at the cafeteria. Oh, I just love a cafeteria. Be careful of the revolving door, dear. That's the bad luck. You. Tuck the tail of your blouse in. What's your handkerchief for? Well, use it. Now, come on, take Mother's hand. Oh, we're going to have the loveliest treat. We're going to eat what's good for us, aren't we? Like spinach. I don't know why it's good for us, but it is. Come on, now, here's a knife and fork for Mother. Knife and fork for Mother's little man. Oh, I'll tell you what we'll have. We'll have roast beef. Oh, roast beef makes little boys grow up so big and strong. No, Father didn't eat as much roast beef as he could have. Come on now, dear. Oh, doesn't the roast beef look beautiful? Oh, see the pretty roast beef, darling? Oh, look, get away from that hash. Look at the roast beef, darling. Oh, I just... Yes, some of that, please. And a little of that. Don't point, darling. And a little of that. Oh, I wish I'd seen that before I saw this. Young lady, could you change my liver for your artichoke? Well, I don't see why you can't. It's as good as the day it was born or laid or whatever. Oh, never mind. Elma, darling, do you want milk or cocoa? No, dear, ginger ale isn't good for little boys. I don't know why, but it isn't. Just one moment, madam. I'm trying to get the little boy to decide. Milk or cocoa, darling, the idea of rushing a little boy. Milk or... rushing. Milk or cocoa before I strangle you. One ginger ale, please. My, this is a heavy tray. Come on, darling. Hold on to Mother's skirt. That's a high. I felt something give. Just put the check in between my teeth. Thank you. Elma, darling, we're going to sit over there. Right over there, dear. No, dear, not at that table. This one. don't hold on to my skirts so tight.
Oh, now we have to do it all over again.
Well, that reminds me of the fellow who didn't know the difference between doubt and debt. Well, after all, I suppose they're both a lot of trouble. I'm telling you. The Singing Guardsmen, four doughty young doubters, sing for us their own arrangement of The Last Roundup. The Stock Company from the Stockyards, Clark and Cleary, presenting that doubtful melodrama which was written by a hula dancer entitled, Why Don't You Come Up and Shimmy Sometime?
take care, beware. Clark and Cleary are on the air.
Leo, I want to ask you a question. I want you to answer me truthfully.
Oh, what is it, Cliff?
Do you think I'll ever amount to anything?
I doubt it.
There you go. You're just like all the rest.
Did your wife doubt you?
Well, I wouldn't call it doubt. She just tells me I'm a liar. Nobody loves me.
Nobody loves you. Well, what's the matter?
Well, they're all down on me because my wife has a job and I'm not working.
Everybody's down on you, eh?
Yeah, they all say I'm living by the sweat of my frau.
You shouldn't pay any attention to that.
Oh, the ignominy of it. You don't know what it means to be a kept husband.
I wish I did. Why don't you get a job?
Well, I've tried a million places.
No luck, eh?
No, I answered 20 ads the other day, and it's the same old story, NRA.
What do you mean, NRA?
No radio actors, they don't.
And that let you out, eh?
Let me out? I was laid off before I got up to the window.
Why don't you try New York?
I was there about 3 months ago.
Things are pretty bad there, too, eh?
Bad is right. I had to take a taxi to get to the end of the bread line.
Uh-huh. Don't tell me you were reduced to the bread line.
Reduced to it? I had to fight like heck to get promoted to it.
Boy, that really is tough.
Say, Leo, my wife may be over here to catch the show, and if she does, put in a good word for me, will you?
You bet I will. And now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most difficult roles ever attempted by an actor. My partner, Mr. Clark, will play the part of his own wife. Ah! Aha! Well! Mrs. Clark! Well.
Hey, listen, don't get so familiar. Do I know you?
Why, Mrs. Clark? Why, I'm Leo Cleary. You know, Leo Cleary.
Leo Cleary. Oh, so you're that half-baked monkey that works for that stymie of mine, are you? Where is he?
You mean Cliff? Oh, he just stepped out for a minute.
Stepped out? Did he have a magazine with him?
I think he did.
He'll be gone for hours.
Now, listen, Mrs. Clark, why don't you be easy with Cliff? You know, a little of that milk of human kindness.
Oh, yeah? My milk of human kindness has turned to buttermilk.
Oh, listen, Mrs. Clark, Cliff is a good guy.
Good for what? If I ever catch that chisel head two-time and me, he'll wake up in the morgue. I'm telling you that.
Oh, don't talk like that. Promise me that when he comes home tonight that you'll...
What gives you the idea that he comes home nice?
Oh. Is it as bad as that? Promise me that when he comes home, he'll be welcome.
Yeah, he'll be welcome, all right.
Good.
As welcome as a skunk at a lawn party. That's what he'll be.
In other words, Comedy Capers must say goodbye for this time. This is Tom Post saying goodbye, and remember, never doubt your wife, and don't give her cause to doubt you. It's not safe.